this is Marcy Schuler with 307 Net Radio, and I've got Luke Goddard here with me tonight, and we are talking about the Johnson County Cemetery District, and you're a candidate this year.
Yes.
Dr. Goddard, what prompted you to run for this position now?
Well, I've been involved with some of the special district boards in the past. I'd served on the Rural Healthcare Board a number of years ago. And thought it was time to get involved again. Specific to this board, I was a little upset when they instituted the $400 Saturday burial fee. Not too long before that, I'd helped bury my father on a Saturday, and I felt like that's a time that's important to have available to the community. And so I signed on to the petition that Barb Moeller had generated, and it got around 1,400 signatures, I believe. And I was, extremely disappointed when our current cemetery board decided to not kind of take all of that feedback that they got from those residents and decided to continue that fee. And so I decided it was time to get involved and kind of bring my perspectives to the board and kind of see where it goes from there.
Well, why do you think that they instituted a fee of $400 for Saturday burial? What was the reasoning?
Yeah, my understanding is that it, does cost more to be buried on a Saturday, and that the staff, the way they have the current model set up, they either have to pay overtime, time and a half, or give comp time to those employees, which does cost the cemetery district more. I think, in my opinion, there are other options to look at, which, some had been brought as questions in this whole process to the board. In any of the meetings that I've listened to or participated in, they really didn't provide a reason why they wouldn't look at, structuring the schedule such that, every other Saturday, one of the employees works, some ideas like that. And so I don't know exactly why they didn't choose to go with any of those other methods to try to lower the costs. But in the end, I think it's an important service that we provide to the community. I think the cemetery should be available for burials 6 days a week. And so I would hope to bring that perspective and opinion to the new board.
Well, great. So tell us a little bit about yourself. What experience and qualifications do you have that would benefit this board?
I think, first and foremost, I know the area and specifically the cemetery. I spent a number of years working for the funeral home as I was going to college, and so I participated in multiple burials out there, helped families through those difficult times. And so I understand that perspective of a service industry with the funeral business and, helping those families and serving those families and what that's all about. And I've also been on the other side of it, as I mentioned earlier, and burying loved ones at Willow Grove and understanding how important it is to be able to get families together at a time that's convenient to them so that they can grieve and get through that process. And so I bring both of those perspectives. I mentioned during the forum, I also, and earlier in this interview, I guess, have been on a special district board in the past. And so there's a lot of intricacies that come from the special districts as far as budgeting, some of the rules that govern them. And so, I bring that expertise, I guess, in a way to the board as well.
You are a medical doctor. Is that something that you think you'll call on at all for this position?
I don't see any way where it would be beneficial, aside from, I think, part of my role right now is I work in Sheridan as the chief medical officer, and so it's a leadership role in that I have to, navigate relationships and try to lead people. And, I think that gives me quite a bit of advantage in this role coming into this board. We have a lot of training in leadership and running organizations, specifically lean training, which comes from the Toyota model of manufacturing. And so a lot of those principles, I think, would work well in this board, and I think would serve us really well.
Well, that brings me to my next question. You know, a lot of people know, and everyone should know now with this interview, that you are a very busy doctor. You have a younger family. How much time will you be able to dedicate to another project, a board?
Yeah, so I think that's a reasonable question. I can't say that I'll be able to dedicate as much time as, you know, someone that's retired and is able to devote, you know, days at a time to this, the board. But I also think it's important to be able to bring a younger perspective and a working kind of perspective to the board. And so, you know, I would say my attendance at my previous board at the Rural Health Care District was, you know, well over 90%. Occasionally I missed a board meeting, but it was pretty rare. And so I would hope to bring that same level of commitment to this position. And, you know, I think that's very achievable.
They say the busiest people are the ones you should ask to do things. So
yeah.
Maybe that's true.
Yeah.
So what community values are you committed to, and how would that translate to your service on the board?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the values that's really important to me is service and community service. You know, I grew up in this community. I've been serving this community for a long time in lots of different roles, whether it was, you know, my time on the ambulance, my time on the Rural Health Care Board. I volunteer and have a leadership role in the Johnson County Search and Rescue. And so I'm really committed to service, and I'm really committed to this community. And so I think serving others would be the biggest value that I feel like you bring to this board. And really what upset me the most about that $400 fee, which was approached less at serving people and more about covering costs of overtime and a convenience to employees, which, you know, I didn't feel like was the right way to approach that situation.
So let's talk a little bit just about you so the voters can get to know you too. So would you describe yourself as conservative, moderate, or progressive? And, you know, maybe explain that to us. So how that would, you know, change things on the board.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, in the end, I think the biggest value that you need to have with the cemetery board, like I said, is just serving others. And so the political perspective in that, I don't think is as important, but I certainly would consider myself a conservative, you know, especially a fiscal conservative. My time on the Rural Healthcare Board, I tried to, you know, limit our budget and decrease our mill levy when we could. And I think, you know, luckily at that time we had, you know, stronger mill levies, easier budgets, but still I thought it was important to try to decrease the amount of taxes that we passed on to the taxpayers of Johnson County. And so I think I would try to do the same thing with this board. I think, you know, first and foremost, you have to serve the families that you're representing and that are being buried out at Willow Grove or in KC at the cemetery there. And then on top of that, I would like to make sure that we're making fiscally responsible decisions with the other projects that we have that, you know, come in front of the board and, you know, for perhaps implementing in the future.
Great. So we talked a little bit, well, we talked quite a bit about the $400 fee, which is a big hot button in the community. Are there specific actions or proposals by the current board with which you either agree or disagree?
You know, I would say that that's probably the most important to me right now. I think there are other things out there that I just don't understand enough about to make a real informed decision. They have several expensive projects going on right now, namely the cremation gardens, which, you know, they've already devoted $75,000 to, with an anticipation, in my understanding, is over $200,000 perhaps project. And, you know, whether or not that's something the community needs, if other similar-sized communities in our regions have had those sorts of facilities and if they get used and there's a demand for them, then certainly I could get on board with supporting it. But it's kind of a foreign concept to me, and so I'd like to know more about that, but I'd have to wait until I was in the position to make further decisions on that.
So we've kind of talked about a lot of the issues and who a little bit about who you are. A couple more questions. So what would be your priority, your priorities, if you were elected?
I think I've spoken about that a little bit. I think, you know, certainly putting the families that we serve first and kind of making that our mission is to make sure that every decision we make is in the best interest of those families would be my top priority. I think as part of that, we really need to look at readdressing the $400 fee that was implemented. I think that's kind of prompted a lot of the other people or new candidates that are coming to this board right now to run. And so I anticipate that would be something that we would look at early in the term of this new board. But other than that, I just hope to learn, get up to speed on the issues that are facing the board, try to stabilize some of the employment that's happened out there. You know, we've had lots of turnover in employees and kind of try to get to some of those root issues of why that's happening and try to stabilize that, make it a great place to work so that people want to stay on. Because I think with time in that position, you gain a lot of expertise. And right now we've lost a lot of that, and so we'll have to kind of rebuild that expertise over time here, which will be difficult, but it's another kind of challenge that I think the new board will face going forward. So,
It's been really interesting to talk to you this afternoon. And do you have any other issues that you want to tell the voters and let them know why Luke Goddard is the candidate they want to vote for Cemetery District?
Well, I think we've gotten to most of the important issues, at least in my mind. I, you know, hope to have the opportunity to serve the voters of Johnson County in that role. I'll be, you know, a good steward of their tax dollars, try to represent them well, and try to make it a mission to put the families the people that we serve first going forward. So thanks for this opportunity,
Great.
Marcy.
Well, thank you so much, Luke. It was really interesting to talk with you. This is Marcy Schuler for 307 Net Radio.